There's a lovely painting by French artist Camille Pissarro, who was a contemporary of Monet. The painting is titled Festival at l'Ermitage. There are families milling around the village center, tents along the edges featuring, we can assume, vendors with their wonderful wares, food scents in the air. We can imagine the strains of music. It's a lovely, relaxed day. Well, young people here are invited to encounter master artists just like that, like Pissarro and Monet and Van Gogh, to pick up pens or colored pencils or pastels and use the originals as inspiration while they themselves are in a city center at a festival, the annual Fine Arts Fiesta, May 17th through the 20th in downtown Wilkes-Barre, with tents and families and friends milling around, celebrating spring and the arts, visual arts, performing arts, even the culinary arts. Marianne Fedrick is president of the Fine Arts Fiesta Board of Directors, and she fills us in.
This is the 63rd year of Fiesta. It was founded by Al Groh and Annette Evans, who were two community service-minded people in the Wilkes-Barre area. And they originally started it as a show of international cultures. And then it evolved into what we now know as the Fine Arts Fiesta, 4 days on Public Square. And their idea was to present an opportunity to enjoy and appreciate all kinds of the fine arts as a free gift to the public. And so we have held to that tradition. So although there are plenty of wonderful things you can buy, food included, you really can come with your family and enjoy the fiesta and not spend a penny if that's what you choose to do. We are trying to do a little bit more. We've always done some. We're trying to do a little bit more with the children's area to make it a more family-friendly event, to have some more diverse activities for the children. So although we're 63 years old, we do try to change and expand and grow and keep it interesting for the people who are so faithful and loyal to us.
Let's start with the visual arts and our own community visual artists.
Actually, some of our people who are juried in are not all completely local. You know, there's sort of geographic spread. So we have a juried art show. So people bring their art in all forms, as I said, and they are brought in maybe 3-4 weeks ago it was. And then we have a judge who judges them and chooses them for the show and who then picks best of show and a couple of first and second place winners. We also have a number of awards, people who have sponsored perhaps the best watercolor or maybe the best sculpture in memory of someone or named for someone, a lot of different things. And so they are juried in, chosen, and then judged for some of the awards. And then, of course, they're all hung. So somebody has to plan it, you know, and figure out where it's going, and that lots of hard work for that.
And you mentioned the young artists, which is something that you're very proud of.
So we do a student art tent also, same process. They are judged, and there are awards in the student art show, too. And we're grateful. This year, we have about 70 student pieces in the show. We were concerned that we may have a downturn on that because of some of the issues in the schools with the art education programs. And so far, that hasn't happened. We've been holding pretty well, and we're going to have about 170 pieces in the adult show. And then remember, too, that the Wyoming Art League has a tent that they always bring, and they show their artists' work there. So there's really three major art areas on the square that you can spend time enjoying and looking at.
And we have before us this year's winning image for the poster.
The poster contest is for students in the schools, grades 5 through 12. We had about 200 entries, actually. And again, you know, it's a process of judging, etc. And we asked that the posters represent the theme. Every year, Fiesta has a theme. So this year's theme is Fiesta equals Arts Squared. It's a little bit of play on words with the idea of the public square and then Arts Squared being multiple kinds of art. So the young man who submitted the winning entry is a student at Holy Redeemer High School. The poster contest is sponsored by Ken Marquis and his art studios. And so there's a winner, a first place, a second place, and we do some honorable mentions. So we had some very creative submissions this year, but this is kind of fun. If you go to our website, fineartsfiesta.org, you can see the website, you can see the poster, and you can also see the activities for the whole weekend and some other interesting highlights that are going on. It's kind of fun.
We mentioned that there weren't just artists in tents, but you have artists who are part of a marketplace.
We call the artist market, and those are the people who are in smaller tents, individual tents, so to speak, around the perimeter of the square and in the center of the square. And those are artists and crafters who are also juried into the show. And they come from all over the United States. Florida, California, all over the United States. Now, for some of these people, we are the first show on the season. And they love to come and start the season with our show. This year, we have 54 artists. And so they display their art, and they may sell their art if they choose to. And we also do awards for that part of the program. We choose a best fine artist and a best craft person and an honorable mention. This is an important part of our fiesta, because they are a really diverse kind of art. You'll find traditional kind of jewelry. You'll find pottery. You'll find photography. You'll find leather people. You'll find a broom maker. I mean, so it's a variety, a rich variety of different kinds of arts and crafts that people may not always have the chance to see. As I said, we're trying to expand a little bit the children's program. First of all, we have an interactive puppet theater. And then we have face painting, of course. And then we have the strolling people. We have a mime. We have Saskia, who does Mother Goose. And, of course, Flossie the Fiesta Clown, who has been there for probably 35 years. And then we have a tent that we started last year that has the opportunity for children on easels to do paintings and to be creative, etc. We also have an area that we're calling the Family Activity Center, which is going to have a variety of things during the whole weekend. Helen Grebsky, who has been a volunteer with us for many years, is coordinating that. And so one part of it is going to be recreating the old masterpieces. So she's going to have one day as Cezanne, one day as Van Gogh, one day as somebody else. And the children can do that. She's going to have easy make and take things, some embroidery lessons. Plus, she's got other people that are going to do a little calligraphy, a whole variety of things that the children can do hands-on with. And we think that will be an important part of it. And then we have a couple of things that would interest the children on the main stage, particularly all the dance studios. The Saturday morning is the dance studios, and the children look beautiful, and they love it, and they love it. So the children's programming is important to us, too. And that brings the families out, and they can enjoy the nice weather and them being out in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Thursday and Friday pretty much are the school groups, the various orchestras and or choruses from our local high schools or middle schools who are always looking for an opportunity to do some community service. And then we fill in the rest of it, some with local artists, some that we bring in. So the highlights this year are a group called Sold Out, which is a local group that have begun to get a following around here. Nice, solid sound. Variety of music, some rock, some classic stuff. Nice, nice sound. And then we have Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen, who are a rock contemporary kind of group. We tried to get what we call a headliner on Saturday night. And this year's headliner is Drew Baldridge, who is an up-and-coming country singer out of Nashville. His roots are in gospel music, but he has expanded into a wider range of country music. His ganging name for himself has been the opening act for a number of very well-known country people. We've not had a country headliner in a very long time. Alison Krauss, she was our headliner in 1997, right after she won the Grammy. So we thought it was time to go back to that genre. I think that will be good. And then on Sunday, we will have elephants dancing. Well, it's sort of become a little bit of a tradition at Fiesta that we close with reggae because of George Wesley, who loved Fiesta and worked with us for so many years. And so we try to do that at the end as the final act. Now, mixed in there are a bunch of other things through the 4 days. And, of course, Little Theater, always in the evening, the Suzuki Strings. We have this year, coming in from New York, a man named Greg Kennedy, who is sort of different and unique juggler. So that should be interesting. He's not been part of our group before. So lots of things to see. We have a few new food vendors this year, and so that should be interesting. You know, I love to walk in the square, and so you have the music and the sights and the smell. It just makes you feel good. We have people who come and say, I'm bringing my grandchildren because I remember my mother took me. You know, when you have that kind of a history of 60-some years, you can span the generations that way. And although the mission, the heart, the values of the fiesta are the same, it's always changing because we try to bring new things in. You know, and a lot of that, of course, the credit has to be given to Brian Benedetti, who was our executive director and worked so hard to make it all come together. We work all year long planning this. So people should have the opportunity to create those kind of memories.
Marianne Frederick, president of the board of directors of the Fine Arts Fiesta, describing and outlining some of the highlights of the 63rd annual Fine Arts Fiesta, May 17th through the 20th, on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. This is Drew Baldridge. He'll be on hand on Saturday night as the headliner, and Friday night it's Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentleman, Sunday afternoon, Elephants Dancing. And all of the performers and the visual artists, everything you need online, fineartsfiesta.org, fineartsfiesta.org. And WVIA is delighted to say that we'll be among those on the square throughout the Fine Arts Fiesta. Larry Voitko and Lisa Mazzarella and Paul Lazar will be there, and many of the staffers you may not know, but you might like to get to know, and we hope you'll visit the WVIA van on Public Square when you attend the Fine Arts Fiesta, May 17th through the 20th, Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, fineartsfiesta.org, fineartsfiesta.org.